Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue to follow Jesus through John's account in chapter 8. This week, we're looking at the gospel readings we're given at Mass each day. It's a fantastic way to make our way through the season of Lent and to do a little bit of kind of Lectio Divina, maybe at some level where we place ourselves in the position of being in the crowd, maybe, as Jesus' battle with the Pharisees, his teaching about himself, his revelation about the condition of the heart of the leadership of Israel, but also the people and who he is, and the Father's testimony to him, this drama, intense drama that's happening in the temple. There's a lot going on a lot of different levels. We want to do best we can to just look at the words of Jesus and to try to imagine ourselves being in that situation and to apply those words to our own life today and to try to understand what Jesus is like. And these are some of the strongest ways in which Jesus speaks to people, that he is uncompromising. He's very direct. He says almost unbelievable things about himself that are just troubling some of the people, especially the leaders. But Jesus expects them to believe him. And he doesn't show a lot of compassion for them, so to speak, but he's very direct and he knows them. He knows the heart of man, John the Apostle said. So there's just so much here that he wants to expose about your heart and mine as well. So I'm going to dive into that today. If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday, friends, or even last week, this began last week, looking at these sections of John's gospel. You could go to our website and listen to them at your leisure, download them. I encourage you to download the Renewal Ministries app, because you have access to everything that we do, our YouTube videos, our weekly feeds on radio and TV and the rest of it that would come right to you. You can listen to all of it at your convenience. Also downloading the Ave Maria app, all the great programming that's produced here at Ave Maria Radio. If you like what we're doing, friends, subscribe to our YouTube channel or, send us an email. Let us know if you've got some extra prayers you could pray in our regard. Please do that. Or if you feel blessed by us, if you could support the ministry in any way financially, that'd be great too. So here we are, John 8. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I'm going away and you'll look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come." Wow, that's strong. This is part of what I was saying. Imagine now to the religious leaders, Jesus said, "I'm going away and you'll look for me." And so they're like, okay, where's he going? Like, what exactly does he mean? And he said, "But you will die in your sin." Here Jesus is helping us understand and help them understand that there's not a person on the planet that isn't under, in some way, the dominion of sin and its power. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone is desperately in need of God's mercy, of God's forgiveness, of what will be revealed on Calvary, the sacrifice of Christ, the love of Christ, the love of God in Christ that conquered the powers of sin and death, and the precious blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin. He's telling the religious leaders who may think they're in a really good position spiritually, he's saying, you will die in your sin unless you believe, is where he's going. Unless you believe that I am. I mean, he's stretching them beyond their wildest imagining. So again, I'm going away and you'll look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. They're puzzled. You can understand why they're puzzled. Jesus is talking about he's going home to the Father. And he'll say later in John that he's going to prepare a place for all those who believe in him. But at the same time, he'll say very clearly, I will be with you always. I will send you the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, who will lead you to all truth. But the Pharisees are scratching their head here. So the Jews said, he's not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. Boy, there's so much important revelation there. You know, what did Jesus teach? What did the scriptures teach very clearly about the world? That there's a fallen dimension of God's good creation here that will not be fully dealt with until the Lord comes again. There's resistance in the earth to the reign of God and the rule of God. That's why Jesus calls us out of the world. He doesn't call us to be indifferent to the world, but he calls us out of the allegiance to the ways in this world that are directly set against God and the will of God and acknowledging God. We live in a fallen world. The human race has fallen under sin. There's a dominion of the devil present, and there's a fallen world. Economic, social, political, volitional forces that consistently find themselves lying, cheating, you know, warring, lusting, pursuing greed and power and resisting God, setting up social orders that promulgate laws that are radically set against God and the human good, the desire to obliterate the recognition of God in the world. This is the world. And so to be a disciple, and what Jesus is saying to the religious leaders, you're caught up in this world. You're not free from it. It's got a hold on you, and you don't see it. And you actually belong to the world. He's saying that to religious leaders. And only the cross of Jesus Christ and his victory to new life through his death and resurrection and sharing that new life with us in baptism and becoming a new creation, that's how you break from the fallen world, the dominion of the world. And he says, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. Because the world has what? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These dimensions John will speak about in another place. So Jesus is trying to open their eyes. They don't get what he's saying. You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. They're probably, what do you mean? He said right from the beginning, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God has come in the person of Jesus. Where does Jesus belong? He belongs to the Father. Where's his kingdom? His kingdom is not of this world, he'll say down the road during the Passion. He's a real king of a real kingdom of God's order. And he taught the apostles and others the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's the heart of Jesus. That's what he brought, the kingdom, the rule of God, the reign of God, the plan of God, the power of God, the life of God. Jesus brought it all to a world that didn't have it. And Jesus said, he's not of this world, so he's bringing his kingdom in his person into this fallen world. But I don't belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. Friends, if we are of the world, that is, we align ourselves with the power and the resistance that's in this world. And guess what? You don't even have to do it consciously. The preaching of Jesus and the apostles is clear. The default mode of the human race is fallen. In the heart, in the flesh, in the world is fallen, and the human heart connives with the world and the demonic forces that are present because we're subject to those forces due to the power of sin at work in us, and we become worldly. We talk like the world. We idolize the things in the world. We prioritize the rules in the world over the commandments of God and the ways of God. We seek the favor of the world more than the favor of God. We're more obedient to the demands of the world in order to get ahead, to be recognized, to be welcomed, to get to the right circles, to possess what we want to have and possess in this world, all of that. I mean, it's like, remember Jesus' temptation, the devil, you know, showed him the whole world and said, I can give this to you. You know, the glitter of the world. He said, I'm in charge of it all. I'll give it to you on one condition, if you bow down and worship me. Friends, that dynamic is going on all over the world. Human beings all over the world, not every human being, but many human beings are genuflecting to the world. They're doing whatever they can to be welcomed into that world and to have a place and have power and influence and recognition and pleasure. That's there. And Jesus is saying, anyone who's in that place is under the power of sin and the sin at work in the world, in this fallen system that is alienated from God. He said, so if you die in that condition, you're dying in your sins and you die separated from God. That's the reality Jesus came to fix, to deal with. He said, for if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they're saying, here's the reality of the dominion and the slavery that human beings are in. How do you get out of it? Jesus tells us. He tells the Pharisees. How do you get out of this? How do you get out of the grip of the world and the power of sin that's ruling over you, has dominion? It's a kingdom that has dominion over you. You have to get transferred from that kingdom to the kingdom of my Father. How does that happen? Believe that I am. Capital letters, I am. That harkens back to God's revelation to Moses, right? To the people of Israel. Who is God? Who is God's name? God is the I am. It was Abraham. Did I get that right? Got to make sure I got that right. Moses. Yeah, Moses, the burning bush. God reveals the I am. Jesus now is making an astounding claim that absolutely boils the blood of the religious leaders. You're talking blasphemy. Jesus said to them, what I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. What does he mean? To help them understand the condition that they're in. They're in a position and condition at the core of their being and their heart of resisting God and the will of God. That leads to condemnation. That leads to eternal death. They need a new heart. They need a way out. What do they need? The forgiveness of their sins. They need the new life and to become a new creation. How do they get that? Through Jesus, the I am. He said, but the one who sent me is true. And what I heard from him, I tell the world. So Jesus comes into the world that's resisting the will of God to tell the world the truth about itself and about who God is and the truth of God's mercy and his saving plan to save a race of people out of that dominion and rule of the enemy. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you'll realize that I am and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. So some hearts were open in that moment. They came to believe in him. This bottom line here, I always do what is pleasing to him. The apostles will echo that. The gift of the Spirit given to us in baptism, that's what the Holy Spirit is leading us to, the heart of Jesus. What is the heart of Jesus? I do whatever pleases the Father. And that's what Lent's about, to help us get to that place. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.